The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 5th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 12, 1969, in London, England.
Nāyaṁ dīha dīho bhājāṁ niloke kastrāṁ kāmān arhati vīr hujāṁ je तपो दिव्यं पुत्र का जीना सत्तं शुद्धेत जस्मात् ब्रह्म सौखम अनंतम्। दिस इज ए भाग इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय महाराज ऋषभदेव टू हिज सन। Maharaj Rishabhdev was incarnation of Krishna, Vasudev, long, long years ago. And he was the emperor of the whole world. Formerly, there was only one king on this planet. In every planet, there is a predominating personality. Not only this planet, all other planets also. And the predominating deity, or you may call the king or emperor, in the moon planet, is called Chandra. Similarly, the predominating deity or the emperor in the sun planet at the present moment is called Vivasya. So, the predominating deity or the emperor in each and every important planet, they are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That means the author of the Srimad Bhagavatam has complete knowledge not only of this universe but also beyond the universe. Beyond the universe there is spiritual sky. There are also different planets. But in those planets, the predominating deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. And in this material world, in each and every planet, the predominating deity or the person is a very pious human being or living being, generally human being. In other higher planetary system, they are also like human being. Their features are exactly like us. Two hands, two legs, one head, like that. But they are very pious. They have God conscious. In every planet, the living entities are human beings. They are of different grades. Just like in this planet also, in some portion of this world, there are savages, uncivilized persons, and in some portion of the world there are civilized persons, intelligent persons, God-conscious persons. As there are different grades of persons in this planet, similarly there are different grades of beings living beings or human beings in different our planet. The higher and lower grades are calculated in terms of Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is there, everywhere, every living entity, not only human beings, but also animals. The consciousness is there. But the difference is, consciousness without Krishna is lower grade. And consciousness of Krishna in different degrees, they are higher grade. And when the consciousness is completely Krishna, that is the highest position, or that is the real position of living in. So, this human form of life, Maharaj Bharat is instructing to his sons. He had 100 sons. So all of them assembled together, and the king, before retirement, was instructing. Getting down? Instructing his sons. It is the duty of the father that before retirement. Now here is one significant point. Why the king was retiring? That is the system, Vedic system. Either one is king or one is ordinary human being. At a certain age, he must retire. That is Vedic system. Not that because one is king and one has ample opportunity for sense enjoyment, therefore he should indulge in sense enjoyment without retiring from family life. That is not Vedic system. The Vedic system is, the aim is how to elevate oneself to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. That is Vedic system. You have read Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, 15th verse, you will find, Vedaista sarvai ahameva Vedyam. The whole Vedic system is designed or planned how to know Krishna. So if you follow Vedic system, then the ultimate objective should be to know Krishna. That is the Vedic version and corroborated by Lord Krishna himself. He is the original compiler of Vedas, therefore his version should be accepted, that the objective of studying Vedas means to know Krishna. That's all. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva Vedyam. Therefore, the king, Rishabhdev, is advising, instructing his sons. And he was retiring. Why he was retiring? He could enjoy his kingdom. Just like at the present moment, either a king or a family man does not retire. Even a poor man living in with family with great difficulty. But if you ask him to retire, he'll not be able. We have asked many old men. He's suffering, he's not happy in his within his family members. But if I say, why you are taking so much trouble with the family? Why not come and live with us in Krishna consciousness society? He'll not agree. Because he has no Vedic training. Up to the end of his life, he'll stick to the family life. Many, many politicians in our country, we have seen many old politicians, 75 years old, 80 years old, not only in our country, in other countries also. In your country, Great Britain, Mr. Churchill, unless you are forced to death, he would not give up politics. Our Gandhi, he was killed by another political group. Then he was forced to retire. When Gandhi attained independence, I requested him in a letter, Mahatma Gandhi, now you started your struggle with the Britishers that they should go and Indians should have their independence. Now we have attained independence and Britishers have gone. Now you preach Bhagavad Gita. You have got some influence. You are known throughout the whole world, a very saintly person. And you also pose yourself that you are a great scholar of Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you take up Bhagavad Gita and preach? There was no reply. And he was still meddling with politics. So much so that his own assistants became disgusted. And it is said that he was planned to be killed. Just see how much intoxication of this materialistic way of life. He was considered a Mahatma, a great personality, and he got his Swaraj. The Britishers left India, still he would not give up politics. Still he would stick. Unless he was forced to give up, he was killed. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru also. Nobody would retire voluntarily. Unless he is killed by somebody or he is killed by the laws of material. This is the disease. He cannot give up. Daividhesa agnamai mama maya durutaya. The maya is so strong that even an old man, advertising to be very pious man, he cannot give up politics. Because maya is so strong, he is thinking, if I leave political field, my countrymen will suffer, and so many disasters will happen. He's thinking like that. But actually, things will go on. Many politicians came and gone. In your country, there are many, many great politicians. They came and go on. But your country people are still living and they are going on. In Germany also, many Hitlers came and gone. Similarly, in India also, many Gandhis came and gone. But things are going on. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. प्रकृतक्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः अहंकार विमूलात्मा कर्ताहम् इति मन्यते. Everything is being done by the laws of nature. You cannot change it. There is a plan, God's plan. It will go on. You don't have to bother yourself that without you everything will be toxified. You cannot be anything. You are falsely thinking that your leadership is very much needed. No. I was thinking when I was householder, several times there was indication given by my Guru Maharaj that I should give up my family life and become a sannyasi and preach this Krishna consciousness movement. In several ways there was hints from my spiritual master, but still I was not willing. I was thinking, if I go out, then my family, my sons, my daughters, they will suffer. But actually, I have left my family connection in 1950, actually 54, but introductory in 50, for the last 20 years. But they are living, I am living, they are not dying in my absence, and I am not suffering without being in my family. On the other hand, by Krishna's grace, I have got better family members. I have got nice children in a foreign country. They are taking so much care of me, I could not expect such care from my own children. So this is God's grace. We should depend on Krishna. If Krishna is kind, wherever we go, everyone will be pleased, everyone will be kind. And if Krishna is unpleased, even in your family life, he will not be comfortable. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, at a certain age, it is indicated that one should retire from family life. So this Rishabhdev Maharaj, he was retired. Although he had 100 sons, all obedient sons, he was emperor, anything was at his command, he still was retired. That is the Vedic system. He had no disadvantage. He was personally the incarnation of Godhead. An emperor, very obedient sons, opulence, everything complete. There are many instances. His son, Bharat Maharaj, he also retired. You have seen Parikshit Maharaj, after his retirement, this Bhagavata was recited before him. His grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira, they voluntarily retired. So that is a system. Yeah. In the early age, either you become a son of a king or you are son of an ordinary man. You must go to the ashram of spiritual master and live there as servant. That is called brahmachari. Brahmachari life means to serve the spiritual master as menial servant. Whatever he will ask, the brahmachari will do. It is so much strict that brahmachari, whatever he collects, he gives to the spiritual master, the spiritual master's property. It is not his property. And the spiritual master, if he forgets to call one disciple, my dear son, come and take your prasadam, then he will not take prasadam without being called. He will starve. Of course, spiritual master does not forget, but these are the injunctions, that if he does not ask you, come and take your prasadam, then you should not touch yourself. There are so many strictures. So this is the beginning of life, and these strictures are followed even if he is son of a king, or even if he is supreme personality of Godhead, just like Krishna. Krishna also undergone this disciplinary action when he was a brahmachari for some time. So, this is the system.